Birshut Morai v'Rabotai, with the permission of Hashem, Parashat. This week is the first Shabbat after Pesach. It's the Parashat Rosh Chodesh. Tazria Metzora. It's a good parasha. It's a first. I don't understand. The parasha of Tazria is the parasha of a woman that she have a birth of a baby, boy, or a baby girl. How long she's tamei, how she's impure, and of course, the Torah said that if she has a baby boy, so she should do the Brit Milah, the bris. And this parasha is called Tazria. I was wondering why this parasha, we don't name this parasha the parasha of the Brit, the parasha of the Mila. Why this parasha, it's the name of this parasha, it's Tazria. According to Chachamim, that only a man is allowed to study Torah. I mean, we never saw girls go to the yeshiva to study Torah all their life. The Torah was given to the men, and the woman, the duty is to support the husband, to push him to go to study Torah, to take care of the children for their education. And they are not obligated to study Torah, of course, except the halachot, except the mitzvot that they have to do, but they don't have the obligation to sit and study Torah all day and night, because their duty is in the house and to take care of the family. You see, a man and woman, they have a partnership, because what the man do, the woman cannot do. What the woman do, the man cannot do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an equal function to each one of them. So both of them, they are partners. And that's why they share the name of Hashem, Yudke. Why they share the name of Hashem, Yudke? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh with his name. So the man, the woman together, they can create their Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba only when they are together. When they are not together, it's opposite. Now understand why Yehizkiya, one of the kings of Israel, because he was not married, so the prophet Yeshaya came and told him, prepare yourself, you're going to die from this world and the other world. You will not have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You will die by dying young, you will lose your Olam Hazeh, and after death, you will not have the Olam Haba. You will not go to paradise, even that you are a tzaddik. So he told him why. He said, because you did not get married. Because you did not get married, so you are not shlimut, you are not perfect, because a man can come to his perfection only when he is married. So the question is, so what if he, okay, but he was a tzaddik, why by only by studying Torah, he cannot come to a perfection only by getting married. So why, what's the big deal that you have to get married to achieve the perfection? So as I told you before, because a man, only between a man and a woman can be partnership. You see, it's like if we propose a business to somebody and he have only the half money. So we propose him, well, you only have half money. If there is another man who have half money, both of you get partner and buy the business, because neither you or neither the other one cannot buy this business if you are not partner, because the price is this. So you need the full price. And you don't have the full price, you need a partner. So you see, a man in this world, he needs a partner. and it's the pattern that Hashem give him his wife. And with the help of Hashem Yudki, it's like you see, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no partner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his name, he divided his name and he created the Olam Haba with the Yud and he created Olam Hazeh with the He, with his name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the permission to a man and woman, he lent them his name so both of them can be partner. And so the both of them can achieve something. So you see, so the prophet said to Hezekiah, because you were not married, so you need a partner. You don't have your partner. So then you only have the yud. Who is the other name? Who is the k? Who is the wife? Who is the wife? Isha. Who is the wife? So both of you, you can create this world. You can maintain the creation of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the koach, the strength to the man to carry on, to maintain the world. So what about, because you are not married, you lose. You lost your Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So you see, we need a partner. So our wife, you see in the parasha of Yitro, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to the Jews, to the Bnei Israel, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe, because that's what the Midrash said. Because when I spoke to Adam and I said to Adam, don't eat from that tree, and I didn't speak to Chava, so what happened? Chava, she pushed Adam to eat. But if I would have speak to Chava and tell her, don't eat from that tree, so maybe Adam and Chava, they will not do the Avera. And because I only spoke to Adam, look what happened. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, go to Ma Levit Yaakov. Before Hashem gives the Torah to the Bnei Israel, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to speak to the woman and tell them that I'm going to give them Torah. Go to Ma Levit Yaakov. It's very, very important that you will give them the Torah. That before I give the Torah to the Bnei Israel, you have to give the Torah to the woman. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, go and speak to the woman and tell them that I trust them, that the Torah is very important, that without their help, the man cannot study Torah like you. You wake up at 5 o'clock. Your wife, she could tell you, well, instead of studying Torah, why you don't help me? Take care of the child. Take care of the baby. I'm sure now if the baby will cry, your wife, she will wake up and she will take care of the baby. She will not tell you, hey, well, I'm tired, you have to take care of the baby. Why? Because she knows how much you love the Torah and she knows that it's very important, the Torah. So you see, she helps you. She helps you that you can sit and yeah. So you see, she will be happy that you are listening to the Torah. So this is the partnership. This is that why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, it's very important that you give the Torah first to the woman. So to them that I trust them that they will be a good partner with the men. So you see, this parasha, it's a fabulous parasha. It's a parasha of Tazria. So we need to understand why this parasha, it's not named after Mila, because this parasha, we talk in this parasha about Mila, the first pasuk. Always, we go according to the first pasuk. So it's the man. And because it's the man who is going to study the Torah, and it's the man who's going to do the Brit Mila, and the man, if he doesn't have the Brit Mila, even if he studies the Torah, it's not a Torah. So it's very, very important. Even that in this parasha, we talk about if a woman make birth a girl, okay, a girl, she's tame, you know, few days more than the man, but the man, he has a mitzvah that the woman don't have, the Brit. We know that the woman later, she need to keep the nida, but the most mitzvot that the most of the mitzvot it's the man who do them, because the woman she's shusha zman grama, you know, like the woman she cannot if she wants she in the sukkah she's not obligated to sit in the sukkah, you know, she don't put tefillin, she don't put talit, she even the prayer she don't need to do the free tefillot, you know, she shusha zman grama, because she HaKadosh Baruch Hu give her another function. So our question is, why this parasha we call it Tazria, not Mila? Now there is another question that I would like to ask you. There is only a few psukim who talk about the woman that she make birth baby boy or baby girl, and after the Torah talk about the Metzora, and the next parasha is Metzora. So I don't understand why. We don't. Why other parasha of the Tzara'at we don't put it in one parasha? Why we there is in this parasha of Tazria we talk as well about the Metzora? I don't understand why we don't put all together all the parasha of the Tzara'at in one parasha, Parashat Metzora. The parasha, the next parasha, we name it Parashat Metzora. So we should put all the parasha of Metzora there. Why we split the two parashiyot? I think we could have only one parasha. Only one parasha. One parasha Metzora. We don't need parasha Tazria. We don't need it. Because after all this about Tazria, about a woman who make birth, baby boy, baby girl, it's only a few psukim, only a few words the Torah said talk about them. But most of this parasha talk about Metzora. So why don't we don't start about Metzora, talking about Metzora, and by the end, and instead of having two parashiyot, we should have only one parasha, and by the end of the parasha, we talk about it, a woman that have a baby boy or a baby girl, how long she is impure, and if it's a baby boy, so we make him the brace. Did you understand my question? So. And the third question, this is a very, very, try to remind me the question that I ask you so I will not forget them. So the third question is very, very important question. Very, very important question. Why the baby boy, if a woman had a baby boy, she is more impure than a baby girl? Why? Why for a baby girl, she's more, and the woman, she's more impure than a baby boy? This is something that we have to understand. So I was thinking that we should put all these three questions. I will try to answer the three questions in one answer. Because every question here is related to one, to the other, to they are related, both of them. We have to know something, that a woman, usually women talk too much. Usually, as the Gemara said, the women, they talk too much. You see, the men, they're supposed to talk too much as well, but they study Torah. So they use most of their talking by studying Torah. They use more of their talking by doing tefillot, prayers. So you see, we have here two kind of human being, a man and a woman. A man, he talk too much. The woman as well talk too much. I mean, it's not something that's unknown. We know that people like to talk. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give to the man a function. Ve'agita bo yom ha'valeila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a mouth, so use it, talking day and night, because people want to talk during the day, people want to talk during the night. Okay, so use your talking by studying Torah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the man that he's as well talk. You see, the Gemara said that, after I tell you what the Gemara said, after. And then we had the woman. The Gemara said that the woman, She when she start talking, she doesn't stop. Talk. They talk too much. So that way, of course, shtika zahav, a macho woman can be very, very careful that she will not talk. Because the woman, her function is in the house, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot tell her, instead of talking, sit and study Torah. If she sits and studies Torah, who will take care of the husband? Who will take care of the house? Who will take care of the family? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, you have to be careful. You have to, because you don't have the obligation to study Torah, so you have to be careful. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the woman as well a lot of occupations in the house, so she will not talk, okay? So instead of talking too much, she will not talk. That's how she's occupied with the education, to take care of the house, to take care of the family. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu he split, you know, the function to the man and the woman, and then he give advice to the man, to the woman, instead of using their talk too much. So to the man, sit and study Torah day and night, and the woman, take care of the family. So don't waste the time just by sitting, talking rubbish. Take care of the family. Otherwise, sit and learn Torah. You understand? So now we understand. There is a story I forgot to tell you. There is a story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, if I was near Hashem when he was creating a man, I would tell him, create two mouths to the man. Like there is two eyes, there is two ears, and there is two, there is two legs, two hands. I would tell him, do two mouths to the man. So Hachamim said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why? He said, because the Torah, it's so holy, it's not fair that the same mouth that you use, that you study Torah with the same mouth, you have to eat, you have to talk, anything. I mean, the mouth, it should be pure, it should be holy, it should be fabulous. I mean, we cannot use this mouth just to talk anything or to eat with it, you know, or to snore with it. We must have a spare mouth just to study Torah. So then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he changed his mind. He said, no. If with one mouth we can do a lot of dega, a lot of bad things, can you imagine if you have two mouths? With two mouths, people, they will use it to do bad things. So Hashem was right to create a man only with one mouth. Just from here, you understand the importance of the mouth. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduce, even that the Torah is holy, it's very good that you can study the Torah with one mouth, that you only use it with the Torah. But can you imagine, not everybody study the Torah, not everybody doing mitzvot. So what people will do with the two mouths? They will use it, they will talk with this man, Lashon Hara, and with the other the mouth, they would talk to another man, Lashon Hara. So it's impossible. So it's better that you have only one mouth, that you can use it only for the good things. Okay? Hello? Yeah. So this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why how we explain Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the importance of the mouth. Now we understand. Now, I'm going to go deep on something. Now, this parasha is the parasha of Tazria. This parasha, it's the first mitzvah that Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu is the Brit Milah. But you have to know one thing. That there is as much as you can be a holy man, as much as you can be a big tzaddik, with a little bit of Lashon Hara, you can lose everything. You can lose everything. This parasha, it should be named Metzora, not Azaria. But because most of this parasha of Metzora, it talks about the tzaraat. So why we have to name it after Tazria. You see, the reason is why the Torah named this parasha Tazria, not parasha of the Brit, not parasha of the Metzora. Because this parasha, she wants to teach you when you want to plant something, you want to plant a tree. At the beginning, you only plant one tree. You take zera. How do you call it zera? Huh? You take a seed, zera, you put it in the ground. Then you have a tree. And from the tree you have thousands of apples. Or if you plant a seed of raisins or any kind of fruit, then you have a tree of thousands of fruit. The Torah wants to teach you that when somebody starts talking, his talk is plan. It's like you plan something. It's like, look at Leavdil, take the Gemara. You take the Gemara, there is millions of commentary on the Gemara. Millions. Each rabbi, he has his own commentaries. You have a small pasuk in the Torah, and there is millions of commentary how they explain this pasuk. A man can say something if he's not be careful how he uses his word. Each one can understand something on his word. A man, he plant, so when he talk, he plant words. And people, if you are very careful how you speak, so your word can be good. But if you don't be careful how you speak, your word can be bad, and God forbid, a lot of bad things can come out from your words. This is Tazria. It's like you, when you plant something, you do only one zera, one seed, and from this one seed you have thousands of fruit. You plant a tree of fruit, you have one tree come, and then after you have old for life, for hundreds of years, you can have fruit every year. A small Lashon Hara that you can talk, it can remain hundreds of years. And each word that you said can be explained in another word. That's why this parasha called Tazria. Look, everything starts. Look, I think of that. When Hashem created the world, he created only Adam. Look from Adam today, from Adam till now, we have maybe hundreds of billions of people since Adam. Since Adam was born, there is billions of people. Okay, who's the origin of Chinese, of Japanese, of Arabs, Jewish, all kind of people, blacks, all kind of people. The origin of all this, it's Adam. So you understand, when you see a word, a good word, you can create from that good word billions of good things. You say a bad word, you can create from that bad word millions of things. And that's why this parasha named Tazria. Tazria is to remind you. You see a woman who had a relationship with her husband, she become pregnant. Or a baby boy, or a baby girl. And the Torah wants to give you a notion. It wants to teach you something. When a man, and then from that relationship, there is a family is going to be born. And then children, then thousands of people will come from that family. This is the idea of the Torah. The idea of the Torah that the same way to that you, with a, through a relationship between a man and a woman, they can be a zera, they can be a construction of a family, and then having children, and then those children will get married again, there will be a lot of families, hundreds of children. This is the same way when a man uses his mouth and he talks something, from that thing he talks, he can create a lot of things, or bad, or good, or bad. Do you understand the idea? This is the idea of the Torah. That's why this parasha, it's named Tazria. Because the Torah, she wants to give you an idea that the same way that we can create a good family, a real family, we can as we create a bad family. And then it's by talking. When you talk through your mouth, you're creating, because don't forget, your talk, your words are creation. It's zera. It's your seed. It's like you plant. With your word, you plant. Don't forget. Hashem, with his word, he created the world. Don't forget. Hashem, he created the world with his word. So you as well, you can destroy the world from your word, or you can create the world from your word. As Shlomo HaMelech said, "Hayim ve'amavet b'yad ha'lashon." Death and life is in the hand of the tongue. Have you heard this? Death and life is in the mouth of, it's in the hand of the tongue. The tongue can decide life or death. So this is the reason. With this parasha, it's called Tazria. I mean, just to make you be careful, to give you an idea. The same way you can create a world, you can create a family with through a relationship with a woman, the same way you can destroy or create something with your mouth. And now we understand that a woman, because there is a Gemara who said, why a woman that when she have a baby, she must bring Korban Hatat, she must bring a sacrifice, that she will forgive her. Why? What is the reason? So the Gemara said, well, when a woman she's pregnant, and before she has the you know she has contraction, when the woman she when she has contraction before the baby, she cursed her husband. She said, because of him I'm suffering. I don't want baby again. I remember when somebody told me this, that when a man was beside her, he was outside the door, when his wife was having the baby, she told him, I don't want you to come to my room, I don't want to see you. When I have the baby, I don't want to see your face. She suffered, and she accused the husband. So once she had the baby, she feel good, and she want the husband back. And now, but because when she was suffering, she thought not to have children again with her husband. So Hashem tell her, you must bring Korban Hatat, you must bring a sacrifice. That Hashem will forgive you for what you said about your husband. You understand this? Now, according to this, I understand that a woman, she did not say a real Lashon Hara. You understand me? So now I understand why this parasha of Tazria, it's the parasha of Metzora. Because the Torah wants to teach you that everything starts from something. Everything starts from something. Look, this woman, she was pregnant. And before she had the baby, she was cursing a little bit. Not cursing, she was having a bad thought about her husband. And maybe she cursed in her mind the husband. That's because of him. Look what happened to her. She's suffering. He doesn't suffer. He's waiting there, the waiting room, that she will have the baby. He's going to have a baby boy. He will do the Brit Milah. He's going to be a happy man. And in the meantime, I'm suffering. Okay? So you see, it's like a Lashon Hara. It's not a Lashon Hara, but it's something. You see, it's something. I mean, when she was thinking this, when she was talking this to herself, she was suffering, you understand? She didn't mean it. But still, because she thought that, she said that, Hashem doesn't like it. Once she had the baby, Hashem told her, you must bring a sacrifice that I will forgive what you said about your husband. Even that it was not a real Lashon Hara, she did not say that to nobody. But still, because you thought that about your husband, so I'm not happy with you. Because it's a partnership. Because you and your husband, you are partners. I mean, you did not get married just to get married just to enjoy yourself. No, you get married to have a family. Look what happened before you had the baby. Look what you thought about your husband. Even that she did not mean it, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to give her a little bit of punishment that she should bring as a korban hatat, a sacrifice that Hashem can forgive her. Why? Because if she don't bring that korban hatat, you know what's going to happen? Huh? Maybe she will carry on talking Lashon Hara. By bringing this korban, she will stop talking bad about her husband. She will stop thinking bad about her husband. Even what she was thinking about her husband was because she was suffering, still, Am Yisrael is a kadosh. Am Yisrael is a holy nation. We're not allowed to think bad things or bad thoughts about anybody. In a Jew. So even that she was not, it was not her fault what she would think about her husband. It was a case, she was suffering, contraction, it's something, it's normal, but still, you must stop it by bringing a sacrifice. You see, can you imagine? It's incredible, can you imagine this? I mean, here we are talking about a woman that she loves her husband. She loves her husband. She cannot live without her husband. And after she had the birth, she's happy to see him, and she gave him the baby, and both of them are very, very happy, and they smile, these big pictures. But still, what you said about him, what you thought about him, what you had contraction, that was no good. You make a ketem, it's a mark. You put a mark. This mark, you have to wipe this mark. How do you do it? By bringing a sacrifice. Otherwise, this mark that you created by talking with this Lashon Hara that you thought, or maybe you said to your mother when she was with you in the room, that mark, it could open the doors to do other things. So you have to stop it. A man who is not well, if it is not well, he has something starting. If it's small, quick, you should go to the doctor, take medication, stop it. Otherwise, if it's small, it's nothing. Yes, it's nothing now, but tomorrow could be big. Yes or no? Tomorrow could be dangerous. You have to stop it. Take medication. Stop it. The same with this woman. Even that's what she said about her husband. It was something normal, well, because she was suffering. Okay, you have to stop it. How? By bringing a sacrifice. Korban Hatat. Now we understand why this parasha, it's named Tazria. The name of this parasha, it's named a woman that she make birth, or a baby boy, or a baby girl. The Torah didn't mention if it's a boy or a wife, because what you should know is, Lashon Hara, it's worse than anything else. Lashon Hara, it's worse than anything. Even Lashon Hara, it's even if you do the Brit Mila, and if you speak Lashon Hara, you lose the Brit. You lose the Brit. The Lashon Hara, it's very, that's why the Torah wants to give us an idea what it is Lashon Hara. How Lashon Hara can start? And Lashon Hara can start even from something that it's normal, from something that it's nothing. Like this woman, she was pregnant, she's having a baby, and she has contraction, and she thought bad about her husband, or she talked bad about her husband. It's nothing, it's normal. Yes, it's normal, it's nothing. But that could lead you to something else worse. This is Tazria, it's like you, this is like a zera, like a seed. When you plant a seed, you know, on the ground, then after you have thousands of things coming from that tree. A small word from a man or woman can lead you to a lot of things that it could be bad. That's why this parasha, it's named only Tazria. And this parasha, Tazria, it's this same parasha, it talks to you about Metzora. To let you know that the tzara'at, why you have tzara'at? Because of the Lashon Hara. Any kind of tzara'at that you have, only because of Lashon Hara, because of the gava, because of the Lashon Hara. And the Torah wants to teach you how the tzara'at can come. The tzara'at could come even from something that it's nothing. You understand? The Lashon Hara can start with something that it's normal, that it doesn't seem to be like a Lashon Hara, but still it's a Lashon Hara. Like this woman, she's pregnant, she's having a baby, it's nothing. If she talk about her, it's nothing. Yes, it's nothing for you, but for Hashem, it's something. And that's why this parasha called Tazria Mitzora. And now we understand why the parasha doesn't start with the parasha of the Brit. No, because for the Torah, it's very important that to teach you about how bad is the Lashon Hara it could be. And because of the Lashon Hara, there is a Tzara'at. And the Tzara'at, as the Arizal HaKadosh said, that the Tzara'at, the gava, anyone who is pride, you must know this. Anyone, as the Arizal, the Sefer Likutim said, that the gava, there is three kinds of gava. There is a man who feel he's something, but he doesn't show it to nobody. He feels that he is something. And there is another kind of gava that he showed that he is something. He's very proud, you know. He don't keep it. He make you understand that he's something. And there is another kind of gava of pride that he will sit in front of a big man, it's like a poor man that he has nothing, and he will sit in front of a rich man, and he will show him that he is more important than him, really a big guy. You see, it's impossible. That's why the Torah said, Adam ki be'or besaro se'et u'tzapahat u'baheret. So Arizal said, so the Se'etz is from the first kind of prank, that I mean he feels that he's something, but he doesn't show it, but he feels that he's something, Se'etz. Or the Safahad Milashon Safhinina, Shiu Milashon Hibur, that he showed to people that he's something, he show, he don't keep it, and Baheretz is Yohara. Baheretz is a... He showed to everybody, even in front of people that he deserved to sit next to them, he showed them that he deserved. You understand me? So you must know something, that this kind of gaava, it led you to Lashon Hara. It's impossible that a man that is praying that he doesn't speak. You understand? Most of the people who has Lashon Hara, who speak, who has Gava, they speak Lashon Hara. That's why, and most people who speak Lashon Hara, they feel Gava, they feel pride. That's why this parasha, it talk to you about Gava and Sarah, because Behemet, this is the truth. Most of the people that they feel themselves pride, they are Baali Gava. They speak Lashon Hara. So now, I was having a question about the Arizal HaKadosh, about the three kind of gaava that he said. He said there is a kind of gaava that a man who has gaava in his heart, but in front of people he doesn't show it. Okay, this is Se'et, and he said there is another kind of gaava, a man who has is proud of. With people that they are like him, that he want to show that he's not out. You understand? He show himself. Okay, this is safahat, and there is a kind another the worst kind of gava is and the third is the that is baheret, that a man who is proud in front of people that they are bigger than him. And he wants to show that he's the best. This is the worst. Now, my question is, why Arizal HaKadosh, or why the Torah, it would not give us only one kind of gaava? And from that kind of gaava, we will understand why the Torah will not tell us that Hashem hit a man who feel proud in his heart, and he doesn't show it. So from here, I will understand. If Hashem, he hits a man who is proud in his heart, so kal vachomer, that Hashem will hit somebody who is baal gava in front of people that they are bigger than him. Or kal vachomer, that Hashem will hit somebody that he is baal gava. I mean, from the small, I can learn the highest, to understand. So why the Arizal, the Torah, divide the three kind, Se'et, Baher, Se'et, and the Safahat, Baheret. I mean, understand, from it's like, if you tell me that I cannot light the light on Shabbat, it's Kal Vachomer that I cannot light the fire on Shabbat. Understand? So why Arizal HaKadosh, why the Torah, she had to tell me the three kind of gaava? So I was thinking that the Torah should want to teach you that you should know that if you have gaava in your heart, if that you don't show it, that could lead you to another kind of gaava. Because a lot of people may think, no, my God, a lot of people they may think that I will. The Torah she want to make you be careful. I mean, a small gava could bring you to a big gava. Most of the people that they came with a big gava, that today big Baali gava, it started with a small gava. You understand? So that's what you have to be. That's what the Torah, she writes a pasuk about se'et and the safahat and baharit. I mean, you have to be careful. The free kind of gava, of course, the Torah, she don't need to write to the free kind of gava. It's enough for the Torah to write se'et, and from there I will learn the gava that they are bigger gava than the se'et. But as the Torah, I want to teach you, be careful. From this gava, private gava in your heart, could lead you to other gavot, and be careful. Now, we understand why the connection between this parasha of Tazria and Metzora, and why this parasha we name it Tazria and not all of it Metzora, because the Torah wants to teach you there is another that the Tzara'at, it's equal. That like Tazria, like Ekel. That's why the Torah she put one parasha Tazria with Metzora, and then there is another parasha of Metzora that there it talk to you about the Tzara'at. But first, the first parasha of the Torah want to teach you what it is the Tzara'at, for how the Tzara'at come. The Tzara'at just can come like Tazria, and. A carry on. Yeah. So now we understand why this parasha, the Torah, will not name it after the Brit Milah, because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important is have the Orlat Halev, have the Orlat Hapeh, have the Orlat Haozen, and all those kind of Orlot. They are an Olat Aguf. Olat Aguf. And now I would like to explain you this. You see, a man, that was the Torah, it starts to talk about the Brit Milah, and about the Orla, and about a man. Why? Because you have to know something. This is incredible what I want to tell you. The Gava could start with what you listen. You listen something about somebody, and then you feel that you're more than him. Or you can talk. A man should know how to stop his heart not to think bad things, not to have gava in his heart. A man should be careful not to show with his mouth gava, I'm better than you, on his heart, I'm better than you, or in his ears, he may listen something, and then he's mebatel what he's listening. You have to stop when it comes to bad things. You must stop your ears. You must stop your tongue. You must stop your heart. Make him arilim. But don't make them arilim to do bad things. You don't want to listen to good things. You don't want to talk good things. You don't want to think with your heart good things. That is no good. This is no good. You see, there is a lot of kinds of aril. It's arel for the good and arel for the bad. But the Torah wants to teach you something. When a baby is a baby, he is arel of everything. That's what the Torah wants to teach you. Be careful. Don't arel from when. Look at baby. A baby is arel of everything. He's arel because he did not have the Brit Milah. He's arel, he cannot listen. He's arel, he cannot talk. He's Ariel, he cannot think. Don't be like him. When you grow, be Ariel. When you grow, don't be like him. You have to use the Arlot only for good things. Or if it's like Has V'Shalom. I saw in one book. I was this week in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and And I remember what I was learning, that Hakadosh, that Avraham Avinu, he's sitting in front of his tomb, because the anyone who die, the door, the shahar of Meharat HaMachpelah, is the shahar of Gan Eden, and it's the shahar of Gehinnom. Any Jew who die, he passed through Abraham, and Abraham, he check him if he did the Brit Milah. If he did the Brit Milah, he take him to Gan Eden. If he did not do the Brit Milah, he take him to Gehinnom. But you could have Brit Milah, but if, God forbid, a man, he went with a Goya and he did not do Teshuvah, so even that he did a Brit Milah, he's like a Arel. He has a Klippa. The Klippa of the Goya, it comes to his Brit, on his Brit, and he loses his own Brit. So you understand, the word Arel. Arel is Arel. I make my ears not to listen. When I listen, I'm not Arel. My ears are not Arel. But if I don't listen, so I make my ears Arel. If I don't if I don't study Torah, so I make my ears Arel. If I don't listen Torah, I make my ears Arel, not to listen Torah. If I don't want to think good things, so I make myself, my heart Arel, from not to think good things. If, God forbid, a man, he goes with a woman Nida, or he goes with Goyot, so even if he has a Brit Milah, he becomes Arel Baguf. So you have to be very careful. So like a baby. You see, a baby, he is Arel. He can't listen. He cannot, I mean, you can call him, he doesn't answer you. A baby boy can't think. He can think. He has no life. He has no life. But, Be'ezat Hashem, Italech Lefanai Ve'itamim. Because we want that this is a kind, four kind of klipot. And those four kind of klipot, you can find them only on a baby, on a child. This is how I explain the Midrash Rabbah. Those kind of four klipot, you will find them in a child. So when, Be'ezat Hashem, you have to learn not to be like this baby. You have to, when you cut the orla taguf, so now the doors are open. Your ears are not arel anymore. Your heart is not arel anymore. Your mouth is not arel anymore. You can, if you give a good education to the baby when he grow, when you teach him Kriyat Shema, you teach him Torah, you teach him how to listen good things, you teach him how to feel, to think good things, you teach him how to listen, how to talk good things, so he will be a completely perfect. So the perfection starts from this baby. For before the baby do the Brit Milah, he is rubbish. He cannot listen, he is Arel from listening, he is Arel from talking, he is Arel from thinking, and he is Arel in the goof. But once you open the door, you give him the Brit Milah, so now he's Arel from nothing. Now, as the Hashem, the doors are open, that he can be a big Tamid Chacham. He can be a big Tamid Chacham. He can think good, he can talk good, he can listen good, he can feel good, and everything will be good. Otherwise, God forbid, if you give him a bad start, so be careful. He may be Baal Gava and all kinds. He will be Baal Gava with his mouth. He will be Baal Gava in his heart, and he will be Baal Gava in his ears, and then he will be Pogem Bibrit, and then he will lose everything. Then whatever he will say, he is like Mazriya Zera. He will plant a bad plantation, and then it will be no good. His future will be no good. So that's why we should give to the children a good education. Can I carry on 5 minutes? Okay. Now, in our time, there is no tzara'at. We have no tzara'at, but don't forget, in our time there is cancer, there is a lot of things that become the most important is that we still have to learn how to be careful, what do we listen, we have to be careful what do we talk, and we have to be careful what do we think. Because even that there is no tzara today, but to be proud, the gava, we have it today. So by learning, by studying the Torah, by studying Arizal HaKadosh, by studying the Zohar, how they explain, and by studying all this, so by Ezrat Hashem, we can be, it's a tikkun. The Kriya, when you study, it's a tikkun to be healthy. It's like a Zot Torah Ta'ola. Even that today there is no sacrifice, but when we talk about sacrifice, so it's like we sacrifice. Consider the learning, the studying Torah like sacrifice. So if we did do any kind of gava, so of lashon, of gava shel hapeh, shel haoznayim, or the heart, so through studying, through listening Torah, where mitaken, we repair the kind of tzara, the kind of gava that we have, because the only baal gava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only baal gava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, I would like just to finish this. It's something incredible about Miriam. Somebody asked me a fabulous question. He said, why Miriam did not enter Eretz Israel? Why? We understand Moshe and Aaron, they did not enter Eretz Israel because what they did. Okay? But why Miriam? Why Miriam? Miriam, she was not included with the water when Moshe and Aaron, when Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, you talk to the Sela and he will give you water. Moshe, he hit the Sela. So Hashem said, well, because you did that, you will not enter. But Aaron, but Miriam, why Miriam, she died in the desert? Why she did not enter Eretz Israel? Well, the reason is because Miriam, she did not enter because she spoke. Because Moshe and Aaron, they're supposed to speak to the Sela, and they hit the Sela. Miriam, her duty was never speak, never talk about Moshe. And because she speak, so it's not fair that Moshe and Aaron, because we're in the desert, we had three parnasim, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the three people that they were the good parnas for the Jews. With the zechut of Moshe, we had the man. With the zechut of Aaron, we had the Sheva Anani Kavod, the seven cloud that they protected the Jews in the desert. And with the zechut of Miriam, we had water. So it's not fair that Moshe and Aaron did not enter Israel because instead of talking to the Selah, did the Selah, and Miriam, she spoke bad about Moshe, and she became Tzara'at, and she will enter Eretz Israel. It's not fair. So that's why Miriam, she died, and she was buried in the desert, and she did not enter Eretz Israel because of that. So from here you understand how important it is to keep your mouth. Because if you don't keep your mouth, it's like you plant a seed. You plant something small, and from what you plant small, you will have thousands of words. Because if you use a bad word, so people, they will repeat your bad word. So it's like you plant a seed. You plant something, then it's become very, very big. You have to be very careful. Very careful, very careful. Now we understand all this. And don't forget one thing. What we learned from the Birkat HaHama, like I was in Israel, we did Birkat, it was amazing, really, you know. All week, they said that it's going to rain on Wednesday morning. And all week, they said it's going to be bad day, and really, all week, The weather was very, very bad. Very, very bad. And I was very excited on Wednesday. And thanks God, Baruch Hashem, on Wednesday morning, it was shiny. And I went, thousands of people, we went outside the yeshiva in Ashdod, and we did the Birkat Hama. And it was on Wednesday. And we know that the sun, Hashem created the sun on Wednesday. Yes? And that was exactly on Wednesday. Now the question is, why we have, what do we learn from the Chama, from the sun? Because it was created on Wednesday, 28 years, every 28 years, the sun will turn 28 years, and then he arrived to the exactly place where it was created. It's incredible. So it's exciting. So it's, each one in his mind, he think, well, the sun, when Hashem created the world, the sun was in that place, around that place. So we're excited. So the question is, so what? So what? So what? So what? What a big deal if 28 years ago this the sun was exactly here. So why I have to pray? Why I have to pray? You know what it is the answer? You know what it is the answer? The answer is, at least each 28 year, the sun, he will arrive to the place where Hashem created him. What about you? Are you in the place where Hashem he created you? You're a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Torah. Through the Torah, you create yourself. Do you at least the sun, each morning, she prayed to Hashem. The sun, each 28 years, she will arrive to the place where she was born. And she don't deny that Hashem, he created her at that place. Can you imagine that? The sun that has no seichel, the sun that cannot talk, the sun, every 28 years, he will come to the place from where he was born. He recognizes Hashem. What about you? Do you recognize Hashem? Do you recognize all what Hashem did for you? This is the Musar that we learn from the sun. The sun is one of the Abadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun is one of the servitor, of the slaves, of the servitor, of the how do you call it? The staff. It's Hashem, he has his own staff. People who work for him, the sun is one of them. What about the man? He's not one of them. The man is supposed to be the best man. The man is supposed to be the barabbas of the sun. The man is supposed to be, because of him, everything was created. Where is the man? Where is his place? Where is? Huh? Where is the man? At least the sun knows. Every 28 years, he arrives. He recognizes. Hashem, during 28 years, the sun, he turned all over and thinking, I have to come to the place where I was born and to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about a man? What about the man? Does he say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or what he did for him? Does he appreciate or what Hashem did for him? Well, one thing I tell you. If the man is very careful with his mouth, so a man, he will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a man is Baal Gava, is brown, so he forgot that Hashem is the creator. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Gava. There is no Baal Gava than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Gava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. But you, what did you create? Nothing. You just use the word of Hashem. You eat, you sleep, you do what you did in your life. Nothing. Nothing. All what you have, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why you are Baal Gava? You are Baal Gava for who? Why? Look at the sun. The sun, she recognized. Every 25 years, non-stop, you, Baruch Hashem, during the day, you wake, you work, you eat, and the night you go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you're a newborn. You're a newborn. You appreciate what Hashem did for you that He give you back the life. Look at the sun. She work. She never sleep. Never sleep. She turn, 28 years. And she's waiting 28 years to come back again to the place where she was created here. And she tell Him, thank you, Hashem, for what you did for me a few thousand years ago. And you, the man, when you sleep, you wake up. Do you say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you recognize what Hashem did for you? Yes. Only when you wake up in the morning, you see the bracha, when you use your talk on Torah. When you use your talk on Torah, so everything could be perfect. But all the zera that you will be zoreya will be perfect. But if you use your word for bad things, finished. You lost everything. You become Baal Gav after. So this is the learning, what do we study? What we learn from this parasha. Parashat Tazria, Metzora. Tazria, Metzora. They just to give you an idea what it is, Metzora. From where did Tzaraat start? Because of the Lashon Hara. And the comparison that I give you between a man, a woman, that she make. Now we understand why a woman, that when she have a baby boy, she's less tamei than a woman. Why? Because when a woman give a baby boy, this baby boy one day will speak a lot of Torah. And because he will speak a lot of Torah, so the quick that his mother, she's notame, so this baby, he will take more kedusha from his mother, because he's a tachlis sister. But when a woman make birth a baby girl, well, a baby girl anyway, she will not have to, she will not study Torah, and anyway, one day she will be nida. When she get married, most of her life will be, most of her life she will be tame, impure. So that's why the Torah she wants to teach the woman, because most of your life is gonna be impure, because you will have a baby, this your girl, she's gonna get married, and she will be nida as well. So be careful. Be careful. You have a big job, because most of your life you have to be nida, tame. So be careful. Be careful not to be mazri'a. Be careful how you will build yourself. You see, the Torah is fabulous. You know, I can speak to you hours and hours, but I cannot answer. But now you understand, okay? So I wish you well. Shabbat shalom. God bless you. And give a kiss to the baby, okay? Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.